With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Farmer sentiment improved in February as Purdue University and CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index rose from 113 points in January to 116. The Current Conditions Index increased by 11 points, while the Future Expectations Index dropped by a point. The Future Expectations Index this month was 45 points lower than last year's February index, reaching its lowest level since September of 2024. Although concerns about agricultural exports moderated somewhat from the previous month, they're still higher than those expressed in December. In addition, the percentage of respondents who think the U.S. is headed in the right direction declined for the second month in a row. Almost 44% of respondents to the survey indicated their farm operations were worse off in February than they were a year earlier. About 15% of respondents plan to reduce the size of their operations, while 34% said they don't plan to grow at all. The U.S. farm machinery equipment market experienced challenges across many fronts in 2025. Recent data suggests many new and used equipment sales categories continued to decline last year. Additionally, lower grain prices and farm incomes, along with the elevated cost of borrowing money, have dampened farmer demand for equipment and machinery. Major manufacturers like Deere, CNH Industrial, and AGCO are adjusting their inventories by scaling back production. Reports show the most significant challenge was the tariffs implemented in 2025, which further squeezed manufacturer margins. In 2020, farm tractor sales grew by 17.7%, and combine sales rose by almost 5%. The market downturn became more pronounced in 2023 and continued sharply for the following year. But despite the decline in sales, machinery and equipment prices do remain high. The National Ag Statistics Service said the index for machinery prices increased 0.8% in December of 2025 when compared to 2024. As New World screwworm continues to pose a threat to the U.S. cattle herd and farm economy, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall sent a letter to the USDA urging a continued science-based approach to addressing the threat. The letter urges Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to keep the southern border closed to cattle imports until it's clear that Mexico is capable of controlling the pest. To date, the northernmost active case of New World screwworms only 70 miles from the southern border with Mexico, which is too close for comfort, Duvall said in the letter. By trusting the science, the USDA can make decisions that ultimately protect the health and economic viability of the U.S. cattle herd. He also said the USDA's ability to drop sterile flies into the affected area is greatly appreciated, as Mexico's willingness to participate in controlling this destructive pest. Consultant groups like AgRural and StoneX lowered their forecast for Brazil's 2025-26 soybean output as yield losses caused by bad weather in the state of Rio Grande do Sul weigh on overall production. Estimates show the country's soybean output of 178 million metric tons, lowering its forecast from the 181 million tons, citing those drought-related losses. Those losses were partially offset by higher yields in other states. Brazilian farmers had harvested 39% of their soybeans as of late last week. Another prediction model shows Brazil's output to reach 177.8 million metric tons, 2.1% less than prior estimates. Despite the downward revision, the new forecast still points to a record crop. Experts say weather issues have caused some damage to crops, especially in that Rio Grande do Sul, where rains arrived late and were quite irregular. There may be revisions yet to come, as the harvest cycle in that area typically runs later than in other states. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.